Well, it is four past the hour of four. A very good afternoon to you and welcome to the crossover right here on your number one talk radio station. That is with me, Abigail, on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. And I will be with you until the hour of six. And from the hour of six, I'll be handing you over, that is, to my colleague, Hende, or rather H.D. Welenga, who will be with you guys on the Eagle Sport Zone from the hour of six to the hour of eight. Well, you know, it is a Sunday, and Sundays are for lovers, in exception for me and my guest, right? Because we are here to keep you guys company on this Sunday afternoon, even though Sundays are for lovers, but we are here, yeah. But yeah, I do have a guest for today's conversation. I will introduce him, that is, in a bit. Don't get anxious. Just stay tuned. You will get to find out who it is. But if you have seen the show poster, I'm sure you already have a clue as to who it is. Yeah? But yes, he will definitely come and introduce himself. That is in a bit. So as we all know, that the crossover is a show where we dive into timely topics, you know, every Sundays as we are approaching a new week, just to try and shape our lives, as we are starting off a new week. So that is the purpose of this show. And of course, today is no different, from our motto. Every Sundays from the hour of four to the hour of six. And in case I forgot to introduce myself, you never know. I am Abigail, your usual host. And, yeah, this is definitely not a new voice, to your ears. If you are a regular listener, of course, at the moment I get onto the mic and start speaking to you, you already know who it is. So before I get into today's conversation, what we are talking about today, just allow me just to promote our products as well as services, just in a nutshell. And then I will play our opening song, to officially open, you know, the conversation. And on the other side, we will get into today's conversation. I feel like today's conversation is actually very informative. It is a very, very informative, you know, discussion, where we will get to learn one or two things. Yeah, and I don't want to put it out there, but today's conversation is actually focused on women. Yes, it is focused on women, even though we can say that, yes, you as a male tuning in, wherever you are tuning in from, you are not going to be excluded, because you might also just learn a two or thing about today's conversation, because it is something, even though it affects women, but in a nutshell, it affects everybody. Because if I am a woman and I get affected by this thing that we are going to talk about, everybody around me, whether male or female, they will also, you know, get affected some other way. So starting off with our products and services, well, we all know that Eagle FM is literally everywhere, and it is accessible on your phone anytime, you know, that means minimal inconvenience. Just get your earphones and you get informed. Well, with our sister e-paper, which provides summaries of business and economic news as well as policy development in the country. Well, I always advise you guys to get, subscribed to our e-paper. And if you are not, I don't know what you are waiting for. So you get a business as well as economic news that is free of charge three times in a week. Imagine, you are not paying anything. So you are getting a free copy three times in a week. That is on Mondays, on Wednesdays, and on Fridays. And if you don't know how to subscribe, I always tell you guys, it's very easy, easy peasy. It's like 1 + 1 = 2. So all you have to do is save the following number on your device. That is 0812004144. That is the number you need to save on your smart device. And after you have saved the number, well, you go on your WhatsApp and you send a WhatsApp message. Not a text message, guys. Not an iMessage, not an RCS, you know, Android users, they also have something that is like, an iMessage, which is called RCS. No, a WhatsApp message. So the number is 081-2004-144. After you have saved the number, well, you go send a WhatsApp message. You can just send the words, you know, subscribe, and thereafter you wait for a response. That is going to let you know that you have been subscribed, and then from there on, you start receiving a free copy of our e-paper, which is The Villager, on Mondays, Wednesdays, as well as on Fridays. You know, our complimentary apps, such as the Imba app, I've been saying that we live in a very technological era, and we cannot keep living in the old times when we have, you know, complimentary apps such as the Imba app. Imagine you walking around with a hymn book. I can imagine how heavy that thing is. And, you know, with our Imba app, it's actually on your smart device, and we can all agree that smart devices are not heavy. And if anything, they are making them smaller as, time passes. So you can get the Imba app for Android users, that is on Play Store, and, for iOS users, you can get it on App Store. Our Eagle FM app as well, it is also a very convenient application. I always tell you that you don't have to be glued to your radio to listen to whoever is on air. Let me give an example. I am on air and you are listening to me on the radio, and maybe you want to run to the bathroom and you want to go get busy in the bathroom, and you know that it might take you maybe 5 minutes. So you don't want to miss 5 minutes of me being on air. So you just put on your Eagle FM app and you will continue listening to the conversation. We also offer opportunities for businesses to increase their products and services as visibility that is across different consumers. So we have a digital billboard on our Eagle FM app where you as a business owner can advertise with us, you know, to reach different consumers. While our social media remains the most active in the country, we don't have to argue about that. Well, we do provide opportunities for those who want to enhance their product or brand visibility. So in a nutshell, no, I almost forgot our outside broadcasting van. Yes, I'm sure a lot of you who visit our social media pages, you have come across it. So I like to call it this, the studio on the wheels. It's an outside broadcasting van that can come wherever you are, whether it's, in the different corners of Namibia or outside Namibia, as long as you want that particular event to be streamed on our radio or on our social media platforms. Do not hesitate to contact our team for that. And a team readily available will be there in a nutshell. So that is us, Eagle Media House. And yeah, it is now 13 minutes past the hour of 4. Without any time wasting, let me play our introductory song, officially welcoming you to the crossover. It is Sounds of Allah Black on this one, titled I'm the Man. We have an advert playing shortly, and I will give it a chance to play, and we'll continue with the song, and both me and my guest will see you, that is, on the other side.
You can tell everybody, yeah, you can tell everybody, go ahead and tell everybody, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got soul. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Tell everybody, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
Dream big with JSB Sports. The Mega Giveaway 2025 is here with a massive $1 million Namibian in total prizes to be won. Here's how to win. With every losing bet on our sports book of $20 Namibian or more, you're automatically entered into the draw. That's right. Even when luck isn't on your side, you still have a chance to win big. Back your favorite teams, take your best shot, and let your losses turn into an opportunity for glory. Don't miss out. Visit jsbsports.bet. Place your bets and be part of the action. JSB Sports. Bet with the best.
JSB supports responsible gambling and is not for persons under the age of 18.
You could be the lesson. I'll be the preacher. You be the confession. I'll be the quick relief to all you stressing. It's a thin line between love and hate. Is you really real or is you really fake? I'm a soldier standing on my feet. No surrender.
It is Sounds of Allah Black on this one titled I'm the Man, bringing us exactly to 17 minutes past the hour of 4. And if you just tuned in, allow me to welcome you to the crossover right here on your number one talk radio station. That is with me, Abigail, until the hour of 6 this afternoon. Now, today's conversation is, I feel like it is going to be very informative. Yes, I don't know about you, but I believe it is going to be very informative, you know, to me. And we are going to talk about the implications of cervical cancer, as well as the role of medical scientists. According to the World Health Organization, cervical cancer is preventable and it is curable as long as it is detected early and it is managed effectively. Yet, it is the fourth most common form of cancer among women worldwide. And with the disease claiming the lives of almost 350,000 women, that is in the year 2022. So few diseases reflect global inequities as much as cancer of the cervix. Nearly 94% of the death in 2022 occurred in low and middle income countries. This is where the burden of cervical cancer is greatest because access to public health services is limited and screening and treatment for the disease have not been widely implemented. So an ambitious, concerted and inclusive strategy has been developed to try and guide the elimination of cervical cancer as a public health problem. So in May 2018, the World Health Organization Director General announced a global call for action to eliminate cervical cancer, underscoring a renewed political will to make elimination a reality and calling for all stakeholders to unite behind this common goal. Upon the request of member states, well, the Director General established his flagship cervical cancer elimination initiative to develop a global strategy for the elimination of cervical cancer. And in August 2020, the World Health Assembly adopted the global strategy for cervical cancer elimination. So now is the time to act to eliminate cervical cancer as a public health problem. So to eliminate cervical cancer, all countries must reach and maintain an incidence rate of below 4 per 100,000 women. And achieving that goal rests on three key pillars and their corresponding targets. That is vaccination. 90% of girls fully vaccinated with the HPV vaccine by the age of 15. Screening. 70% of women screened using a high performance test by the age of 35 and again by the age of 45, as well as treatment. 90% of women with pre-cancer treated and 90% of women with invasive cancer managed. So each country should meet the 90, 70, 90 targets by the year 2030 to get on the path to eliminate cervical cancer within the next century. So cervical cancer rate in Namibia stands at 37.5 for every 100,000 women and about three times higher than the rate worldwide. So cervical cancer is one of the most preventable cancers, and doctors in Namibia are advocating greater access to healthcare and the HPV vaccine to reduce the prevalence of the disease. And allow me to officially welcome our guest for today's show. I will give him the opportunity to introduce himself. I always prefer to do that because I feel like, you know, introducing a guest, sometimes you might not do justice as the host, as the presenter. So let me just give you the opportunity. The problem is you are sitting there and I can't see you. You can't see me.
All right.
Yeah. So, just introduce yourself.
All right.
To everybody who is tuned in, everybody who is listening to you out there.
Okay. Good afternoon, Namibia. My name is Menashe Chabayanzara. I'm a 4th year student at the Namibia, University of Science and Technology, who is doing my medical laboratory science studies. And yeah, that's most of about me.
Right. So that is the guest for today. Before we got on air, I was actually telling him that I need to practice pronouncing his, is it the surname? Is it the first name?
It's the surname.
It's the surname.
Yes.
So I was telling him that I actually need to practice, you know, saying your surname, mm-hmm. Chabayanzara.
Chabayanzara. Yeah, the Chabayanzara. First person actually get it much more better.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is you it? Know, they say, people from my region and people from your country, we are siblings.
Yes.
So I think that's why it's easy for us to also just pronounce each other's names as to compare to other dialects.
Definitely.
Yeah. So welcome to the crossover.
I'm humbled to be here and thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's actually a great pleasure, to have you around, and we hope this is not going to be the last time to have you here.
Exactly.
Now let's get into the conversation, Menashe. Mm-hmm. If you can just start off by, you know, telling us, okay, now I'm getting lost here. Pardon me.
Okay.
It happens with our technological devices. So in your own understanding as well as your own words, what is cervical cancer and what part of the body does it affect?
All right. So cervical cancer is a very serious disease condition that usually affects females. And it is a cancer like any other cancer. We are talking about an uncontrollable continuous the division of cells. Mm. So this cancer has its main interest in the cervix, which we find in the female reproductive system. So cervical cancer, the way it starts, actually, it doesn't just wake up and you find yourself, you're now having cervical cancer. Yeah. It gives you hints. It's a process which can take about 10 to 15 years for it to develop until it become cancerous. But before that, there are hints that we observe. And those hints are the ones that if we say somebody screened earlier on, it will be very effective to treat that disorder. So looking at the numbers that you were mentioning, actually, mm-hmm. we can really tell that it's a serious issue globally, not only in Namibia. In Namibia, there has been progress in trying to address this type of cancer, but the problem is that not everybody is receiving the information to know how serious they should take this disorder. So, cervical cancer is sexually transmitted. It's a cancer that develops from a sexually transmitted infection of a virus that we call the human papillomavirus, mm-hmm. HPV. And there are quite a number of these viruses actually in the globe. And the most specific ones that usually end up giving rise to cervical cancer are what we call high-risk HPV viruses, which includes your type 16, your type 18, your type 31, your type 33, and your type 45. There are also others which are low risk, such as your HPV type 6, 11, 42, 43, and 44. So these low risk, actually, they don't usually develop into cervical cancer. They just present with what we call genital warts that will be appearing here and there, like transient. Like 1 minute you have them, the other minute you don't have them. So our main focus when we are discussing about cervical cancer, we are mainly focusing on the type 16 and type 18 because these are the most prominent one, with more emphasis to the HPV 16 actually.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing how surprised I am? Because I'm hearing all these types of HPV that I never knew they existed, and it's news to me.
All right.
Yes. And, It's actually very interesting. Mm-hmm. So how many types of HPV did you mention or are out there exist?
They are more than 40, actually.
They are more than 40.
Hundreds, actually, to be specific. But the 40 are the ones that are usually transmitted by sexual activities. Uh-huh. And among those ones, we categorize them into low-risk HPV and into high-risk HPV. And the low risk, these are the ones that I've mentioned, 16, 18, 42, 43, 44. These are serotypes.
Those are the low risk
ones.
Yes,
these are serotypes. So uh-huh. it's just a section of the same virus that has just mutated differently. Then we have the high risk, which are 16, 18, 33, 31, and your 45. Uh-huh. Yes, so that's how we categorize the human papillomaviruses.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let me just bring in this question. Mm-hmm. Since cervical cancer only affects women, mm-hmm. and you mentioned the fact that it is a disease, is it a disease?
It's a cancer.
It's HPV.
Yes,
HPV,
so it's a disease.
HPV is a disease.
Yes.
So it's a disease that is sexually transmitted.
Yes.
So meaning women contract HPV from male partners.
Yes.
Or can they also contract it in a case where I'm a woman and I only get involved with women?
Yeah, you can. You can actually contract it like that. Uh-huh. Because just like HIV, the HIV, you can also get it from,
if I'm a woman.
Yes. Because the idea is this, that if we create a scenario whereby the virus has access to your female genital tract, uh-huh. anything that can create that, that room for the virus to have access to your female genital tract, to the cervix, and that access is also contaminated with HIV, with HPV, you will definitely stand a chance to actually contract the infection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what are the symptoms that we can say are associated with cervical cancer?
Cervical cancer, like I told you, it's now an advanced stage. Before we reach cervical cancer, there are things that takes place. Mm-hmm. Because, like, okay, let's try to put it, to break it down, like the steps in which we, which actually reach to what we call cervical cancer. So we are saying you are a female, you have been infected by HPV, alright? The first thing that is gonna happen, this, human papillomavirus, because we have two types that are of main concern globally, which is your 16 and your 18. These two, they cause different types of, cancers, of carcinoma, the proper term. Mm. And, the most prominent one, which is due to HPV 16, which we call the squamous epithelial carcinoma, it affects actually 75% of the, it actually contributes 75% of the infections that eventually lead to cervical cancer. Mm. And then the other remainder, which results to what we call adenocarcinoma, that is due to the HPV 18. So these two viruses, they attack different parts of the cervix. If we look at the anatomy of the cervix, it is made up of two parts. Let's locate the location first. The cervix is between what? The uterus and the vaginal canal. Alright? Oh. So the cervix is divided into two parts. We have what we call the part which is closer to the uterus. It has a specific name which you call the endocervical cells, and the endocervix, and then the one that is called close to the vagina wall, we call it the ectocervix. Endo means inside, ecto means outside in scientific terms. So when HPV 16, which usually likes to attack the ectocervix, when it goes into the ectocervix, its main target cell, because this wall of the ectocervix is much more stronger compared to the endocervix. So it has cells that are a little bit compatible, like compact, so that makes them a little bit stronger compared to the one in the endo. So when the HPV now infects the ectocervix, its target are there are three types of cells that are in there. And these cells are arranged in layers. So we have the cells that are appearing closer to the surface. Then we have the cells that are in between. Then we have the cells that, and yeah, there are three types, mm-hmm. going deeper, closer to the what? To the tissue. So when HPV attacks, it attacks the cells that are closer to the tissue, which is the membrane, closer to what we call the basement membrane, mm-hmm. where all these cells, all these cell layers are resting on. So what happens is that these cells are more active with mitosis, which is a way in which cells are going to be dividing, right? So when this HPV now infects these cells, what we are going to notice is that it's a virus, and all viruses are very stubborn. It's very difficult to identify a virus under a microscope. Yeah. So what these viruses do is that they insert their DNA into the cell, right? And that DNA will remain there for quite a long time.
That's how they remain undetected.
Undetected,
for so long.
Exactly. It can be chilling in there, and you can't feel any symptoms because the DNA is just in there, harboring itself, waiting for the perfect moment. What? To finally attack.
Yeah.
Just like HIV. That's how HIV is also HIV. You contract it. You keep it in your body. You go to the for testing. You don't find it. They test you one first month, second month, third month. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean that you don't have HIV. Mm-hmm. It's just in there, but it's dormant. It's relaxed. It's not yet attacking you. So that's the same way in which HPV operates. Mm-hmm. It's there in your cells, but you just can't see it because it hasn't started what? Manifesting itself. Mm-hmm. Over a long period of time, of about it can be a year, two years, depending on how your immune system is, that's when it starts to what? To integrate into your DNA. And when the viral DNA integrates in the cell's DNA, what we're going to find is that the cell's DNA, as it is dividing just like any other normal cell, it's also going to be replicating what? The viral DNA at the same time. So that's how these viruses end up multiplying in your body. Mm-hmm. And because of that, they are starting from a layer that is underneath. They are starting from a layer that is underneath, and as they go up and affecting more and more mature cells, at the end of the day, we have a scenario which we call, I'm trying to not use two scientific words, which we call dysplasia, which just means abnormal cells that are being located that are being identified in the ectocervix. Mm. So that's how this HPV work. That's the mechanism in which it causes infection and how it's spread.
Mm-hmm. I keep hearing a lot of HPV as a huge contributing factor actually to cervical cancer. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can just, you know, in short, tell us what is HPV really?
HPV. What is it? HPV, like the full definition, we are calling it, HPV, human papillomavirus.
Yeah.
Yes, human papillomavirus. So viruses are categorized into families depending on how they associate with the human body. Mm. So this type of, viruses of HPV, they are very tiny, very, very tiny. So they are the ones that actually end up causing, the cells to look abnormal when they infect the cells. And because of that, they have three effects, which eventually leads to what we call cancer.
Yeah.
Let me explain it in the normal physiology of how cells usually divide in your body. Our cells are constantly die, and new cells are constantly being made.
Yeah.
All right? But there is a system that is in the body that controls how the process of cell death and cell generation happens. We call them tumor suppressor genes. Mm-hmm. So these tumor suppressor genes, their function in the body is to say, okay, we are running out of cells, all right? And we need to divide more cells. But when we are dividing more cells, they also need to be a control measure so that we don't have an excess. Because if we have an excess of cells just developing on one area, mm-hmm. we end up having a mass that you can even observe on your skin or anywhere. It will be a mass of cells that is now forming a tumor. It can be benign or it can be malignant.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happens with our normal physiology. We have a system that is in place in our body that controls cell division to happen. So when HPV now infects a cell, one of its main targets is that it is going to what? To suppress that system, which controls what? Cell division monitoring. So when it is now suppressed, what we are going to notice is that the cells are no longer having a system in the body which controls them to say, okay, we have divided, it's enough, let's stop now.
Mm.
They are going to continuously what? Divide and divide and divide and divide. This is being caused by the presence of the DNA of HPV in the DNA of the cells. So that's how the cancer begins to initiate itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So now, how long does it take for the infection to manifest as symptoms?
To manifest as symptoms, yeah. It depends with the immune system of the person. Yes. Average, it can be 3 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But for it to develop into cancer, it can take about 10 to 20 years.
Wow.
Because we are saying that you have an infection. Because these things don't just happen in one go.
Yeah.
You have an infection. After 3 years, you are going to notice some symptoms, and some of the symptoms which usually
which are common in
many females, you might have an odor smell that is coming out, or you might be having a bloody urine. That is, if it has spread, the cancer has spread to other body parts. These are some of the small symptoms that you will be noticing. And the problem is that many people tend to ignore these things because they don't understand what is happening with their body. You can never understand something you don't know.
But that's the problem that I have with people, right?
Yes.
You will realize when something unusual is taking place mm-hmm. in your body.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were not urinating blood before and you start urinating blood, that is actually something that should bring awareness to you and worry as to why am I urinating blood?
Yeah.
Or an odor from your vagina. Mm-hmm. If you never used to have an odor and all of a sudden there's this persistent odor that doesn't go away. Mm-hmm. It is something unusual. And this is what I usually say. Our body is created in a manner where it tells you that I am not fine.
Mm-hmm.
Something is going on. But yeah, you still find people who are actually just ignorant, even though they can see the signs of unusual things happening in their body.
Yes, yes. And that's the reason why we are here, to tell people so that when they notice these things, they take accountability to go and visit the nearest clinic and have them assessed. Mm. So, like I was saying, it takes about 10 to 15 for it to be 10, 15, 20 years for it to be cancerous.
Mm-hmm.
So you notice that people with a strong immune system, they actually have the capacity to fight HPV. That's why we are saying that most of the time it can come and it can go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Not all HPV infections will eventually lead to cancer.
Yeah.
That's one thing we must understand. Some HPV infections can actually die off, but when they become persistent, now it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to what? To seek medical attention. All right. So the immune system plays an important role. So if your immune system is very strong, you are not immunocompromised, you have the greater capacity to fight the infection. But if your immune system is on and off, you'll see that this virus becomes stubborn in your body and it does whatever it wants with you.
Mm.
And eventually it can end up leading to what we call cervical cancer.
Mm. So why is early detection very important?
Early detection is very important because, if I take you back to how I was explaining, the stages until it reaches cancer, there's a process, there's a stage which we call, precancerous lesions that form in the cervix.
Yeah.
So these precancerous lesions, their scientific word, their medical term is what we call cervical intraepithelial lesions. All right. Or neoplasm. So these are I can call them pre-markers that tell the clinicians to say that, no, this person is what? Has a abnormality in the cervix.
Mm-hmm.
The cells are behaving otherwise. It's a hint. And if you report to the clinic during that time, you can be treated.
Mm-hmm.
Of what? Of that condition. It's not yet cancer.
Yeah.
It's pre-cancerous.
But it is something that can lead to cervical cancer.
It can lead to. It's pre-cancerous.
Yeah.
Pre meaning we are not yet at that stage, but we are advancing if we don't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
So there are three stages. We have CIN1, CIN2, CIN3. Depending, these stages are grouped depending on the amount of cells that have been affected by the what? By the HPV.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told you, the HPV starts to infect cells that are closer to the what? To the basement membrane where all the cells are sitting in the cervix, and then they go up until they reach the what? The superficial cells that are closer to the what? To the surface of the epithelium.
Mm.
So if we reach CIN3, that means that the whole of the cervix has been now what?
Compromised.
Compromised. If we have CIN1, we only have 1/3 of the lower cells that are infected. That means the 2/3 are still fine.
Mm-hmm.
We can still control it at that moment. If it's now CIN2, you are in between. And when it's now CIN3, it's now at an accelerated stage, advancing towards what? To cervical cancer, which we call squamous epithelial carcinoma. And when you reach there, it doesn't end there.
Mm-hmm.
That cancer, that squamous epithelial carcinoma, can become invasive.
Just hold on for me.
Okay.
I already see we have a caller. Maybe someone has a question for you.
All right, no problem.
Eagle FM.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello, Mama.
Yes, sir.
What up on me?
Now, how are you?
Car 5.
Mm.
Yeah, can you not speak
English?
Oh, I
am
English and blood is one.
Oh, what did you want help with?
Oh, lad,
it's off in Ndangwa. No, we are aware that it's off. For now, you can only listen to us on the Eagle FM app.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ewa? Yes, this is radio, and we continue. You were saying?
Okay. I was saying that the infection, I was explaining about the precancerous stage,
yeah,
whereby it hasn't led. And I mentioned that once it becomes a cancer of the cervix, it doesn't end there. It can continue to become an invasive cancer. When we say invasive, it's now affecting nearby body tissues. It's no longer located in the cervix only. Uh-huh. It can affect the bladder. It can affect the uterus. It can affect any nearby body tissues. And when it's like that now, we are talking about stage 4 cancer. And that is where game over starts to come into play.
Wow. It is quarter to the hour of 5 o'clock. I hope you are listening attentively. I hope you are learning. We are having such an informative, conversation with, Munashe.
Chabayanzara.
Yeah. Chabayanzara.
Yes.
Yes. Joining me live in studio. We will go for a musical break and we'll come continue. That is on the other side. And in case if you just tuned in, you are wondering, what the conversation that is on air is all about. We are talking about the implications of cervical cancer as well as the role of medical scientists. Well, don't go away. We will be right back after sounds of, Michael Bolton on this one titled Lean on Me. Do not go away.
We all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow.
It is sounds of Michael Bolton on this one titled Lean On Me, bringing us exactly to 10 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. And if you just tuned in, welcome to the crossover on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Before we get back to the conversation, you know, the whole of last week, I was so happy thinking that the rain is totally gone. Mm-hmm. I've had enough of the rain, guys, because I know if it continues to rain like this, that means we are going to have a very bloody cold winter. Mm-hmm. We are going to be freezing. So I remember there was even a caller who called in on the show and was really speaking with assurity, like, you can't even see the sky. The clouds are gone. There's no more rain. And today when I was, you know, just relaxing, I saw clouds. Mm-hmm. I opened the curtain and I'm seeing clouds. I'm like, what is going on? And even on my way here, I saw that there are clouds out there. So I don't know if the rain is trying to come back or what, but I don't know about you, but I've had enough of the rain and I want nothing to do with it anymore. Winter must just come already. Like, really, yes. Winter must just come already. So if you just tuned in, we are talking about the implications of cervical cancer and the role of medical scientists, right? Mm. And today joining me in the conversation is Munashe Chavayanzara.
Mm-hmm. Finally.
See, I'm not that bad.
Yeah.
Chavayanzara.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm saying Chava because B in my language is pronounced as V.
V, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's pronounced as V. So when I see a B, for me, it means a V.
A V, okay.
Yeah, so that's why I keep pronouncing it as Chavayanzara.
Okay.
But yeah, guys, he is our guest for today. And we continue. If you missed the first part of the conversation for whatever reasons, well, remember that it will be a podcast. It will be up tomorrow, so you can either listen to it via our website, eaglefm.com.na, or you can listen to it on our Eagle FM app under podcasts. Now, my good sir, we move to the next point of discussion.
Okay.
You know, in our topic, we also mentioned about, medical scientists. Mm-hmm. So who are medical scientists and what role do they play in diagnosing this disease, this cervical cancer?
All right. So medical laboratory scientists, or a medical technologist, as some may know them, it's a very important profession in the medical industry. Mm-hmm. If you come to think of it, the medical industry is more like a system. It's a system, actually, whereby it's supported by different branches that are all working towards the same goal of making the what? The patient well. So we have our doctors in there, which are our clinicians. Mm-hmm. We have our medical laboratory scientists. We have our pharmacist, our nurse, and the list goes on and on. So in that system, the role of a medical laboratory scientist is to actually perform analytical tests on samples that are delivered to them by the clinicians. Mm-hmm. These samples can be urine, can be your blood, can be
a piece of a muscle,
tissues,
tissues,
and anything that is taken away from the body that mm-hmm. needs to be analyzed for us to get answers to what is affecting. So that's the role of what a medical laboratory scientist is. So if you think of it, these are the ones that actually give answers to the doctors on what the patient is suffering from. I like a speaker who usually say that without us, the doctors are always guessing
because they need
our expertise to tell them that this patient, I've observed that they have this. Mm. Then the doctor can pick it up from there to see which treatment protocol can they apply. So that's the role of medical scientists in the medical field. Mm-hmm. We focused on performing tests to give answers and to check what the patient is really suffering from to confirm the symptoms and the clinical history that the physician has. Mm-hmm. So in this case of cervical cancer, this profession of medical laboratory sciences is a big profession. It has many divisions, many departments. So there's a section or department that we call cytology, which are the expertise that deal in diagnosing these cancers, such as cervical cancer, because cytologists, they look at the cytomine cells, basically.
Yeah.
So that means that these guys are seated and they are analyzing the cells at the cellular level to see abnormalities in the cell from the nucleus and the cytoplasm and the surrounding organelles that are in the cell. So that is their function. That is their purpose, the cytologist. So in order for them to finally say someone has cervical cancer, there's a series of stages that take place. We have a test that we call the Pap smear test. This is a very common test, and we actually advocate for a lot of women to go for Pap test. So the Pap test, we are focusing on collecting a sample of the cervix using a very smooth brush that we use to collect the cells lining the cervix. It can be mostly the ectocervix, because that's the one that is usually affected by the squamous epithelial carcinoma. So when this sample is collected, it is then taken to the what? To the lab. We have so many labs in Namibia. And these labs there, that's where the cytologist will be, and they will process the samples. And one of part of the processing of the samples, the whole idea is to make sure that the sample reaches what? The microscope slide. So it's not as easy as I may sound, it looks like, but there are a lot of processes that takes place that behind the scenes. You have you have to be careful, because you are dealing with patients here, and you have to make sure you confirm that the names of the patient are correct. You need to make sure you confirm that your equipment is working very well, so that you don't end up giving a wrong result, because it will compromise the health of the patient. So that's what happens in behind the scenes. This is happening behind the scenes.
Yeah.
The patient don't even know who's analyzing their samples.
Yeah.
They don't even
know the visit of the doctor.
They just order the visit of the
for
doctor.
For the samples to be collected and then to go back for the results.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But behind the scenes, there are people who are working to what? To try to help the doctor come to a treatment protocol.
Yeah.
So the purpose of the cytologist is to sit and then look at these cells that have been collected from the what? From the cervix during a Pap smear. And when they are looking at it, that's when they are focusing on the nucleus, the cytoplasm, to see, are there any abnormalities in these cells? And if they notice an abnormality, they keep record of it and they report it to the what? To the doctor. So each and every stage in a medical laboratory scientist has to be accurate. Because if you make a mistake, you misplace the names of the patient, you become ignorant of one or two steps, it can cost a life.
Yeah.
So these people are people who are very important in the medical industry. And I think they must be appreciated for the role that they are playing in the well-being of a patient, for the patient to be actually what? To be actually well. So that's the role of the medical scientist. They are the ones that actually diagnosed to say that, okay, the person is indeed having abnormal cells, and we are noticing the abnormal cells are of this much quantity, and we report it to the doctor, then the doctor initiates the treatment protocol. So that's the role of medical lab scientists in the fight against cervical cancer.
And diagnosing it.
Exactly.
I actually didn't know about medical scientists.
Okay.
Until I was introduced to you.
That's excellent. That's amazing.
Yes. And, I looked it up. I was like, okay, so there are actually people like this, and this is what they do. It's amazing.
Exactly.
So we will be going for an ad break in a few seconds. And, on the other side, we will come wrap up the conversation that is with Munashi Chaba Yanzara.
Yes.
Yes, so don't go away. Stay tuned. You are listening to The Crossover on this beautiful Sunday afternoon until the hour of 6 o'clock.
Are you still buying data hoping it will last? Then switch to Paratus. Buying gigabytes is so old school. With our mobile LTE prepaid packages, you take charge as we invest in time on our network, enjoying the freedom of uncapped data. When you buy a 1-day, 7-day, 14 or 30-day package, you get uncapped data usage for the duration of the package, no matter how much data you use. Explore our range of Paratus mobile LTE prepaid packages and enjoy the speeds of up to 10 megabytes per second. And most importantly, remove the uncertainty about how long your data will last. Contact us today at 083-300-1000 or visit our website at www.paratus.africa/Namibia. Terms and conditions apply. Always
Paratus. Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
And welcome back. It is the second hour, the final hour for the crossover, a minute into the hour of five. If you just tuned in, welcome, welcome. You are listening to your number one, or rather, the only talk radio station in Namibia, Eagle FM, The Eye. And in today's conversation, we are talking about, you know, the implications of cervical cancer as well as the role of medical students. And today we are joined by Munashe Chabayanzara, mm-hmm. a medical scientist student at NUST.
Yes, NUST.
Namibia University of Science and Technology, joining us, and he is a fourth year. How long is the course?
The course is 4 years, actually.
Okay.
Yes, it's just
so you're in your final year.
Final year.
Okay.
Sounds of success.
Yes, please. Yeah. And now just to finish up the conversation. So how are medical scientists working towards the goal of eliminating cervical cancer? You know, in the World Health Organization report, that I read in the beginning of the show, well, there's a mention of, you know, working towards eliminating cervical cancer.
Okay.
So how are medical scientists working towards this goal?
The funny discovery is that if you go to Britain, mm-hmm. you will notice that cervical cancer is not really an issue that they are focusing on.
Yes.
There's a reason why it's not an issue. The government have implemented on screening protocols to ensure that people are screened as often as possible. Mm. Because once we identify the abnormal cells during the precancerous lesions, it's easy to treat. So people don't usually, the condition doesn't progress to become a what? A cancer. So in Namibia, the same approach actually has to be implemented.
Yeah.
Making sure that people understand the importance of screening. Mm-hmm. And when we are talking about screening, we have to be screening anyone who's sexually active, and also, we have to vaccinate. The vaccinations which were introduced is also important to vaccinate the younger girls, mm-hmm. so that they already have a strong immune system against the virus in case they get infected. Because truth be told, HPV infects a lot of people.
Yeah.
There are so many types of them. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's just that probably some people have a stronger immune system, so they really fight the virus,
yeah.
effectively. But some don't have a strong immune system. That's the one. Those are the ones that end up being compromised. Mm. But at any stage in your life, it's very probable that you might have HPV as long as you're sexually active, because there are many types. There are hundreds of them.
Sorry to mm-hmm. cut you off.
Yes.
Is HPV and herpes the same virus?
They are not the same virus.
They are not the same.
Yes.
Okay.
They are not the same virus.
Papilloma.
Human papilloma virus,
yeah.
It's on its own. And then, you said what?
HEPS.
HEPS.
Yeah.
Yes, HEPS is also on its own. They are not the same, actually. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because one thing that I always remember about HEPS, mm-hmm. It's a line that I heard, I think it was in a movie,
mm-hmm.
that was saying that if you were born after 1985, you have HEPS.
Really?
So, yes, if you were born after 1985, you have HEPS.
Okay.
Yeah, so I always confuse.
All right.
Or sometimes I think maybe they are the same, looking at how they spread and mm-hmm. The number of people who are likely to have the virus, mm-hmm. and the fact that sometimes you could have the virus and it does not even show any symptoms, mm-hmm. nothing.
Yeah.
I think HEPS is also like that.
Yeah.
You can have it and you will not have any symptoms at all.
Yeah. Most viruses, they behave in a similar pattern.
Yeah.
Look at your HIV, your HEPS, your human simplex virus, and then you have your HPV.
Mm.
They all behave in a similar manner. They don't show symptoms soon after infections.
Yeah.
Most of them, they remain dormant. And then as time goes on, they'll find an opportunity to what? To become active, and when they are active, they are unstoppable.
Okay, we seem to have a caller.
Okay.
Good afternoon. I don't know what happened there, but yes.
All right. Yes, yeah, so I was saying that screening is the main optimum goal in order to eradicate incidences and mortality rate of what? Of cervical cancer.
Yeah.
Because we really just need to find that those are dysplastic cells during the precancerous stage, and once we have them, we can treat them during that stage.
Yeah.
And it's manageable like that.
And the HPV vaccine,
mm-hmm.
Is it a once-off vaccination, or is it a vaccination that you need to keep getting, like the flu vaccine?
All right. Most vaccines, they have booster vaccines. So after you have the vaccine,
mm-hmm.
after a period of time, you have to go back and get a booster. So you're not starting over, you're just boosting the vaccine so that you have more immune cells that are ready to fight the virus. Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, any last words that you'd like to leave our listeners with? It can be preventative measures that they might need to take to make sure that they are safe from cervical cancer, or if maybe they are diagnosed with cervical cancer, how do they keep fighting to make sure that they become healthy again?
All right. The very first piece of advice that I want to give is that let's take responsibility of our health, especially our sexual health, because that's where most of the diseases are being transmitted among the population.
Definitely.
So if we use control measures that are instituted by our policymakers, such as use of the condoms and all those things, it is the first line to prevent people, because it's a sexually transmitted infection.
Yeah.
So if we can try to create a barrier for that pathway, then we are actually progressing toward to controlling its spread. And also for women, it's very important to do occasional pap smear tests. And they're offered everywhere. Any clinic has a pap smear that can be done. And you must get screened as often as possible. After every year, we usually say that if you are sexually active, it's very good to have a pap smear after each and every year, or after each half of the year, which is very important, so that you can notice if there is any abnormal cells that are starting to appear in your cervix, then we can treat you whilst it's still manageable.
Mm-hmm.
Than to just continue with your life, and then when the symptoms, well, by the time the symptoms are now showing off, it's already progressed, and sometimes it can be difficult to control it,
mm-hmm.
because it might be stubborn. The virus can be stubborn also. So it's very important to have frequent screening for cervical cancer, and for doing as many pap smear, as many pap tests as possible, so that we can have a safer environment for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for coming through, Mr. Chaba Yanzara.
Thank you.
Now I'm a master of pronouncing the name.
Yes.
Thank you for having you on the crossover.
I appreciate it.
And we hope we'll have you soon next time.
No problem.
There's also a ghost guest here.
Okay.
he is escorting our official guest, and he was like, no, I'm not going on air. I don't want to say anything, but we are hoping next time when he comes back, he will, you know, converse with us. He will be part of the conversation. But yeah, a gentleman, thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you very much.
May you have a lovely remainder of your Sunday afternoon.
Thank you.
As well as a productive week ahead.
Thank you. Same to you.
Well, thank you. Okay. We will continue on the other side of Sounds of Whitney Houston. Let me walk out my guests. You know, it's manners. I can't just let them go. I need to walk them out. So I will see you on the other side of I Will Always Love You.
I should stay. I would only be in your way, so I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And
It is quarter past the hour of five. Sounds of Whitney Houston on this one titled, I'll Always Love You. Good afternoon to you and welcome if you just tuned in. Well, today's conversation is on cervical cancer as well as the role of medical scientists in trying to eliminate the disease or just to make sure that the disease does not affect as much women as it is reportedly affecting, you know. We had our guest, but unfortunately he has left. He is gone. And if you missed the whole conversation with our guest, you can catch it on the podcast, either on our Eagle FM website or on our Eagle FM app. Either way, under podcasts, or you will get to listen to today's conversation. We continue. That is, with the conversation. So Namibia, had a cervical cancer profiling that took place in the year 2021. Yeah, it's the year 2021. I have an advert that is coming up in a few minutes. That is like plus minus 14 minutes from now. I hope I will not forget it. And it catches me off guard. So the cervical cancer profile for Namibia is as follows. The morbidity and mortality is as follows. So crude cervical cancer incidence per 100,000 women in the year 2020 stood at 28.6%. And age standardized cervical cancer incident per 100,000 women in 2020 stood at 37.4%. While cumulative risk of cervical cancer from ages 0 to 74 years in the year 2020 stood at 3.8%. While cervical cancer death in the year 2019 stood at 130. Cervical cancer mortality to incidence ratio in the year 2020 stood at 0.57%. Population-based cancer registry exits in the year 2021. So the answer is a yes there. So when we look at the primary prevention, such as the HPV vaccination program coverage among girls in the year 2020. So for the first dose, well, sorry, my voice sometimes does that. Yeah. Okay. So the report actually says that the HPV vaccination is not included in the national vaccination schedule. So when we look at secondary prevention, so the national screening program for cervical cancer exists in the year 2021. So the answer is no. So in the year 2021, there was no national screening program for cervical cancer. Primary screening test was used or is being used in the year 2021. Well, that information is also null. Nada. Program or guidelines that exist to strengthen early detection of first symptoms at primary healthcare level in the year 2021, there was nothing. As well as clearly defined referral system that exists from primary care to secondary and tertiary care in the year 2021, non-existent. So this is the cervical cancer profile for Namibia, right? And it is for the year 2021. So I couldn't find for any other year, so probably there hasn't been any cancer profile since the one done in 2021. So now we look at treatment and supportive care. So national guidelines on cervical cancer management existent in the year 2021 is also none. cancer diagnosis and treatment services generally available in the year 2021 when the profile was done. Cancer center or cancer department at tertiary level, yes, it is available. Pathology services such as laboratories, yes, they are available. Cancer surgery, yes, available. Chemotherapy, yes, available. As well as radiotherapy, yes, also available. Now, palliative care for patients with NCDs in the public health system generally available in the year 2021. So in primary healthcare facilities, there was nothing in 2021. And in community or home-based care, there was also nothing in 2021. So the World Health Organization Cancer Elimination Strategy, which targets up until the year 2030, is as follows. As I've mentioned in the beginning of the show, that 90% of girls fully vaccinated with HPV vaccine by the age of 15, 70% of women to be screened with a high performance test by 35 years of age, and again by 45 years of age. And lastly, 90% of women identified with cervical disease receive treatment. So this is the strategy for the World Health Organization, which is the 90-70-90 strategy that targets up until the year 2030. So there are a lot of, myths when it comes to cervical cancer. We will also look at a few that I came up. But now let's look at why it is important to get regular cervical cancer screenings, even if you don't have symptoms. Because if you were listening in the beginning of the show, well, I mentioned the fact that cancer is actually preventable, you know, and it is also curable as long as it is detected early and it is managed effectively. It is a very non-common form of cancer among women worldwide, and the disease is claiming a lot of lives. You know, almost 350,000 women died from cervical cancer in the year 2022. So now let's talk about why it is important to get regular cervical cancer screenings. We also heard from Chabayanzara, who was today's guest. He mentioned the importance of why you need to get regular screenings, you know, to try and detect the disease earlier on, to get treatment and then become healthy. So it is important to get regular cervical cancer screenings because cervical screenings checks the health of your cervix and also helps find any abnormal changes before they can turn into cancer. So when you do early on screenings, this is going to help detect any abnormal changes before they can turn into cancer. One thing that our guest mentioned is that there are three stages. I just can't remember the medical terminology he was using, the stages, to call the stages. I think I was saying CN1 or something like that. CN1, 2, and 3. So if it's 1, it's okay. You can get treatment when it's detected. You can get treatment. So it's basically, a sign that shows that, okay, this is the road where we are heading. The possibility of cancer developing here is high. So you get treated, based on that information. And, he also mentioned the second stage. So the second stage, we can say it's a 50-50 where, okay, the cells are now here, but we can treat them so they don't reach the stage where they are now stubborn and they don't respond to treatment, right? So it is important to get cervical screenings just to check how your cervix is, and also helps to find any abnormal changes before they can turn into cancer. And another importance is that it's not a test for cancer. It's a test to help prevent cancer. So they are not going to test you to see if you have cancer or not, but it is a test to help prevent cancer. In a case where they see that cancer is actually grooming here, it is going to be here in a matter of time. If we don't do something, it helps to prevent cancer. Also, another importance is that cervical screening checks a sample of cells from your cervix for certain types of human papillomavirus, HPV, which we keep hearing that is the most cause of cervical cancer, right? These types of HPV can cause abnormal changes to the cells of your cervix and are called high-risk types of HPV. If you are listening in the first part of the conversation, you also heard about the types of HPV and which ones are high-risk and which ones are considered low-risk. Another importance is that if high-risk types of HPV are found during screening, while the sample of cells is also checked for abnormal cell changes. If abnormal cells are found, they can be treated so they do not get a chance to turn into cervical cancer. So this is why it is very important for us to get regular cervical cancer screenings. And if it is, if you have realized, especially for those who use government health facilities, I think now there is so much awareness put into, you know, educating women as well as young women in the importance of regular cervical cancer screenings, because they even carry out screenings now free of charge, in almost all, I think almost all clinics, countrywide, because you will see the communication if there is an awareness campaign or there is a cervical cancer screening that is taking place. So it is very important that we do regular cervical cancer screenings. I am one, I'm that friend that always likes to have this conversation. You know, I'll ask my friends, the people close to me, when last did you have a pap smear? Because it's very important, you know, in the times where we live now, it's very important as a woman to get a pap smear. It's very important as a woman to get, you know, your breasts checked. If you don't know how to check them yourself, you can actually just go to the clinic and request, can you please check my breasts if there's anything out of the norm that you might feel there. So it's very important, right? So now let's talk about common misconceptions about cervical cancer, right? And how we can dispel them, how we can get rid of these, common misconceptions, because there are a lot of common misconceptions out there. The one example that I can give, is that someone told me a pap smear is a painful process, right? Apparently, doing a pap smear is a very painful process. And I actually believed, because it is something that I had never done before. It is just something that I was planning on doing. But who likes pain? I don't like pain. If something that I have to do involves pain, I will try to avoid it as much as possible. So I used to plan on going for a pap smear, but because I was told that it is actually a very painful process, you know, there's something they insert in your vagina, and then, you know, they open up to try and see inside. So the whole process apparently is very, very, painful. So that really made me to feel so relaxed and, you know, unbothered to go and have a pap smear. But, I finally decided, you know what? Let me just go do this thing. I have nothing to lose, right? At the end of the day, it is for my own good. And I decided to go to the clinic. Okay, we are going for an ad break. And I will come and continue with that misconception on the other side.
Do you urgently need cash and happen to own a car? Creditors delaying and contractors need to be paid? When life throws you a rainy day, AutoCash got your back. Park your car and get up to 45% of its value within 45 minutes. No payslip, no bank statement, just the car. Moolah when you need it.
Easy money.
Call us today on 061-400-676. That is 061-400-676. AutoCash, it's that simple.
Yes. So because I was told this thing of that it's painful, I was like, I will not even engage. I will not involve. I don't like pain. But finally, when I took the decision to do it, I remember when I got there, I asked the person who was performing the pap smear on me, I asked them, I heard the process is painful. Is it painful? And then she laughed at me and then she was like, no, it's not painful at all. Uncomfortable, yes, because obviously I'm putting something in your vagina and, you know, that can actually make it uncomfortable. But pain, no. Maybe you will feel a little bit cold and a bit of uncomfortableness, but pain, no. You will also let me know when I'm done with the procedure if you felt any pain or not. And to my surprise, it was not painful at all. It was not painful. So we also need to be aware of a lot of misconceptions that are out there about cervical cancer and how we can actually, you know, throw them into the dustbin, dispel them. So according to Obame.com, the first myth is that it is not possible to prevent cervical cancer. A lot of people have this myth, you know, out there that it is not possible to prevent cervical cancer. But the fact is that cervical cancer is one of the most preventable types of cancer. You know, firstly, the cervical cancer vaccine against the human papillomavirus will prevent more than 90% of cervical cancers. Secondly, screening will find abnormal cells of the cervix that are so small and harmless that they can be treated early before they become cancerous. Another myth is that I have received the HPV vaccine, so I don't need to participate in cervical cancer screening. No, the fact is that the new vaccine protects against 9 types of HPV, but not against all. So regular cervical cancer screening tests are still needed for those who have had the HPV vaccine. Right? So just because you have the HPV vaccine does not mean you don't need to participate in cancer screening. That is a myth. In fact, you still need to participate in any cervical cancer screenings. Another myth is that if you have had multiple sexual partners, you are likely to develop cervical cancer. I also heard that myth, right? Apparently, if you have had multiple sexual partners, you are likely to develop cervical cancer. But the fact is that cervical cancer is transmitted by HPV through sexual intercourse. So the vast majority of adults who have been sexually active at least once in their life would test positive for HPV at least once. So it is possible to develop cervical cancer even if you have only had one sexual partner. So multiple sexual partners does not mean that you will develop cervical cancer. No, it does not mean that. Even that one partner that you are having, as long as they have HPV and they transmit that HPV to you, and probably it's the HPV type that is high risk and can lead to the development of cervical cancer cells in your cervix, you will have, you will likely develop cervical cancer. Another myth is that I have not been sexually active for a long time, I can't get cervical cancer. But the fact is that even if you and your partner have not had intercourse for a very long time, cervical cancer can still develop. Sometimes cancers can be quite you know, in a sleeping mode before they suddenly wake up and cause the trouble. And that is something that, you know, Chabayanzara was explaining to us, that viruses, they enter your system and then they form a DNA that makes them invisible. So they are just lying there. They are in a sleeping mode. And this is even why he gave an example of HIV, that sometimes after you have contracted HIV, the first 3 months, the likelihood of you testing negative is always high, because this virus is in a sleeping mode, right? Until one day when they decide to wake up and they cause trouble. So another myth is that if you have HPV, you will develop cervical cancer. Well, the fact is that having HPV does not always mean you will develop cervical cancer. Cervical cancer is caused by high risk types of HPV. It's not all the HPV that causes cervical cancer, rather the high risk types of HPV. So there have been more than 100 types of HPV identified, and about a dozen types are considered high risk for developing cervical cancer. In most people, your immune system will clear the virus itself. So if the body does not clear the infection and it becomes persistent, high risk HPV types may develop into cervical cancer. So it's not all HPV types that lead to the development of cervical cancer. No, it's only the high risk types, right? And also it depends on your immune system. If your immune system cannot clear out these viruses and eventually they become persistent and then they become high risk HPV types, then these may lead to the development of cervical cancer. Another myth is that cervical cancer is only diagnosed in elderly or young women. Or the fact is that an Australian Gynecological Cancer Foundation reports that the average age at diagnosis is about 47 years, and 70% of cancers are diagnosed in women under the age of 60 who have not participated in regular cervical cancer screening. So while it is rare for cervical cancer to be diagnosed in women under 20 years of age, this disease affects women of all ages. So it does not mean that because you are young, you might not have cervical cancer. No. If you are a woman, I almost said you are a woman. If you are a woman and, you know, you have been exposed to high risk types of HPV, you are likely to develop cervical cancer. Another myth is that, while I am surprised I got diagnosed with ovarian cancer, because all my cervical cancer screening tests have always been normal. But the fact is that cervical cancer screening does not test for all types of gynecological cancers, right? So if you go screening for cervical cancer, you are only going to screen for cervical cancer. So unless if you get screened for other gynecological cancers, right? And then that's where you can actually check other parts where you might develop cancer. So the cervical cancer screening test only checks the cervix. So the uterus, the tubes and ovaries cannot be reached with cervical cancer screening. They also need their own test to screen if there is any cancer there. Another myth is that cervical cancer is hereditary. And you are unlikely to be diagnosed without a family history. Well, the fact is that cervical cancer is not hereditary, because it is not caused by an inherited faulty gene. It is caused by the HPV infection. However, sometimes cervical cancer runs in the family. We think this is because some of the behaviors, such as smoking, are more common amongst some families than others. But in a nutshell, or the fact is, cervical cancer is not hereditary. Rather, it is caused by an infection called human papilloma virus. So these are a few myths, right? And I hope you have factual information from me. You can also get more factual information if you come across something and then it looks like it's a myth. You can always look it up to see how true is it. It is now 20 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. Yes. And if you just tuned in, well, the conversation is about cervical cancer as well as the role of medical scientists. We had a guest as a medical scientist student, fourth year student at the Namibia University of Science and Technology. And if you missed him, well, catch the podcast. Yeah. That is tomorrow, either on our website or on our Eagle FM app. We will go for a musical break. Here is Sounds of Tina Turner on this one titled The Best. And after this one, Elton John will follow through with a Sounds of Sacrifice. And I will see you, that is, on the other side. Eagle FM?
Yes, Eagle FM. How are you, ma'am?
I'm good, good, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yes.
So, sorry, ma'am, can you please help me? Because I lost my channel.
Where are you?
I'm in Ndangwa, because normally it used to be on 98.3 there.
Yeah.
But now I totally lost it for a long now. I'm no more listening to Eagle FM. I don't know what happened.
Unfortunately, the frequency is down. The only way you can listen to us is via the Eagle FM app.
So we saw through the radio, now no more.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys will damage our heart.
Askies.
No, it will be in a while now.
Yeah.
Because via the app, you need to have data or something like a Wi-Fi.
Uh-huh, and you don't have data.
You can have data. If they finish, then you are still in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, yo. Try something, please. We are in need of, we miss to listen to Eagle FM a lot.
Is it?
Yeah, a lot, much a lot. It might be not only me, but a lot of us, because like now, I was just going through my conduct, then I find out that I still have the number for the station, because I was usually used to taking a combination of any program for saying something.
Mm.
Especially for Tate Kauluma and Tate Natate Narwanda and for Rudolf, but I can see Rudolf is now, he moved somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, we are lost and we miss to listen to Eagle FM again, especially to those programs that we usually listen to them for the morning time and for the 7 to 22. Mm. And in the weekend, we usually listen to Tate Kauluma from Saturdays 1 to 7, Sundays 4 to 7 again.
Yeah, unfortunately, at the moment, you can only listen to us via the app.
Okay. Mm. That way, then, maybe Unity it have come back.
I'm not sure when the frequency will be back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
No, okay.
Yeah.
No, we used to try to listen to the app. It's only when you are at the Wi-Fi or some, if you have a strong data, but if you don't have all those two.
Yeah.
Then, it's only the next time you have.
Ah, no, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
All right, bye-bye. Yes, guys. So, let's get the Eagle FM app. Unfortunately, that is the only way you can listen to us currently. That is via the Eagle FM app or alternatively on our website, which is eaglefm.com.na. EagleFM.com.
Yes. Good afternoon, doctor.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good, good.
Mm.
Yeah, I listened to you and you were mentioning some things that is really helping.
Yes.
Yeah. By the way, he said a cancer, what? The one that
cervical
is
cancer.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it's good for women to know about those things. And I think also men for prostate cancer, or how do you call it, that one?
Prostate cancer.
Yeah, prostate cancer is also caused by the bacteria or the, or any of that. Because I realizing that some of these, they are cured by herbal, but
what happened? Yeah, hopefully you will get back before we leave on air, but you were coming really, really well with your contribution. I could hear really, really well. It is Sounds of Elton John on this one titled The Sacrifice. And before this one, Tina Turner also came through with a very lovely song. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
How are you?
I'm good, good. How are you?
I'm fine. This is Anna calling from Ongwadiva.
Okay.
Yes, I just want to confirm the Eagle FM radio station. Did it change?
No, it didn't change. The frequency has just been down, ma'am.
Wow, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it has been down. So the only way you can listen to us at the moment is via the Eagle FM app.
Okay.
Yes.
So I must just download the app.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Mm. So, our frequencies are down. The only way you can listen to us is via the Eagle FM app. Alternatively is our website, which is eaglefm.com.na. Right? That is the only way you can listen to us via our Eagle FM, which you can find on Play Store or App Store, depending on the smart device that you are using. Because every smart device, they have, you know, a store where you can shop or download applications. So you can get the Eagle FM app, on that particular shop of your smart device. I know most Android, they use Play Store, and you know, iPhone users or iOS, they use App Store. So depending on the particular store where you download applications, that's where you can find our Eagle FM app. So at the moment, that is the only way you can listen to us, unfortunately. That is the only way. So it is the Eagle FM app, or alternatively, our website, which is eaglefm.com.na. It is now 3 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. So 6 o'clock, you will be joined by HD or Hende. We'll be with you guys on Eagle Spot Zone, from the hour of 6 to the hour of 8. And, just allow me to give a warm, you know, thanks to our guest for today on the show. I believe we had a really informative show. I don't know what happened to my caller there, because he was really coming in hot with a very strong contribution. And then he just, I just lost him. And it sounded like that was a really, really informative contribution that he was bringing on air, because he was also touching on the, you know, the cancer that is very, very troublesome in the male gender, which is the prostate cancer, because today we were just talking about cervical cancer. And I think I should have a conversation on prostate cancer. I will definitely have a conversation on prostate cancer, looking at the fact that today we just are focused on, you know, cervical cancer, and it's a form of cancer that affects women. So it is just fair enough to also have a conversation on prostate cancer, which is a cancer that affects, you know, our counterparts, which is the male gender, right? So we will get informed on how it is, how it develops, what causes it, what preventative measures, what treatment is available. I will definitely bring the prostate cancer conversation. I just need to communicate with my guest for today to see when we can have that conversation, but it is a must-have conversation. So today's conversation was very informative. I hope it was informative to you, because it was informative for me. Also just listening to somebody who is knowledgeable when it comes to, you know, cervical cancer and what causes cervical cancer, right? It was really informative. So thanks to our guest, Munashe Chaba Yanzara, for joining the conversation and also just keeping our listeners informed. Because remember that on the crossover, you know, we dive into topics that shape our lives. Looking at the fact that today is the first day of the week and we are starting off a new week. It doesn't matter. I know some of you guys, your week starts off tomorrow, but most of us, the week starts off today. So it's very important to have these types of conversation, you know, informative, educative, so that we learn a thing or two. I'm sure there is somebody out there who was actually clueless about cervical cancer and they got, you know, to know a few or one or two things about the disease. So until next time, same place, you know, same time, same place, right here on the crossover, from me, Abigail, it is my lovely goodbyes to you. We will definitely, be together. That is next Sunday. Yes, next Sunday we will be together. I'm leaving you with the sounds of Barry White on this one. It is titled Practice What You Preach.
So, what do you want to do? I'm here, baby. I'm ready, baby. I'm waiting on you. Believe me, I am patiently waiting. Something wrong with me. Every time I'm alone with you, you keep talking about you loving me. Baby, your foreplay just blows my mind. So why don't we stop all the talking, girl? Why don't we stop wasting time? I've had my share of lovers. Some say I'm damn good, and if you think you can turn me out, baby, I wish that you would. Cause you keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once I'm with you I'll never go back. You say there's a lesson that you wanna teach. Well, here I am, baby, practice what you teach.
me just what you can do. Hey, baby, I've had my share of lovers. Some of them were damn good. But if you think you can turn me out, then I just wish that you would. Cause you keep, oh, you just keep, no, you just keep telling me this and telling me that. You say what's up with you, I'll never go back. See, there's a lesson you wanna teach. Here I am, baby, practice what you preach.
If you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Siwanasa Namibia, kamberera omwakarunga koe pamwe na imba. Inokara uri kwanima yesiga. Endera pamwe nethimbo muyuni wa technology. Imonena eimbiro joye mwene kongodhi yoye yopeke pamwe na imba. Imba oteeta pamwe oshigwana nokwaandjakaneka oondjimbo moshigwana ashihe shaNamibia. Moka epaka imba otamu adhika ehwata lyoondjimbo dhoongeleka dha yooloka. Ngaashi ehangano lya Elsin, omaimburiro lyoshiherero, Simaneka Karunga lyakatolika Karoma, Joshimburu Sang Fortier noongereka dimwe. Tudengera nena ngere owapumbwa omaimbiro wongereka yoye gakale ga gwedhwako koka epa ka imbako 081 2353 063. Nenge ututumine o email ko digital@omalighty.com. Oto vuru ku adha oka epa ka imbako App Store noko Google Play Store. Imonena imbagoye nena.